let's dive into Napa Valley life this week. We've got the new Napa Life magazine here, and it's pretty much the ultimate guide for, experiencing Napa like a local.
It really is. Think of it as your like a cheat sheet to all the coolest events, the best new restaurants, and just, the pulse of the community.
Exactly. And this issue is packed. Like, I'm seeing right away that Napa is going way beyond just wine these days.
Totally. It's like there's this creative energy kind of bubbling up everywhere, not just wineries anymore.
Totally. Like the DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art, they've got this True North exhibition, 50 artists, and get this, all from the North Bay.
Oh, wow. So not even like just Napa artists.
Yeah,
It's very regional.
and there's this quote from the curator. They talk about how the art scene here is it's like
It's not
decentralized.
like a big city where everything is in one little like, arts district or whatever.
Exactly. And even the artist names are like wild. You got Vibrato Cromadores. I mean, come
Yeah, you don't see that at your average like, wine and cheese gallery
on.
opening.
Exactly.
And there's a bunch of performance art events happening in January.
Oh yeah, I saw those listed. I gotta look those up.
Yeah, it definitely makes you rethink that image of Napa is just, fancy wineries and stuff.
Totally. It's like a whole other side to the valley. Okay, speaking of evolving, let's talk about food. There's this story in Napa Life that's like crazy. Someone took an old Subway, like the sandwich place,
No way.
and turned it into this like 16-seat elegant Japanese restaurant.
Seriously.
Yes, it's called Hal Yamashita Napa. It's like, what?
So it's like going from like the most casual food ever
Yeah.
to like the
And it's
fanciest.
not even like one kind of sushi. They have Japanese street food for lunch, then this omakase dinner.
Oh, wow. So that means like the chef's choice.
Yeah, you just trust them. They give you this multi-course thing. And then there's like this super high-end sushi experience at the counter.
So it's like three restaurants in one, basically.
Yeah. And I feel like this whole Subway to sushi thing, it says something about Napa's food scene in general.
Definitely. It's not just the classic wine pairing anymore. It's way more diverse, and there's this focus on like, personalized experiences.
Exactly. Like the whole omakase thing, it's not just about the food, it's about the whole like ritual of it,
Absolutely. Now, for those of us who aren't, dropping a fortune on Cabernet every night, Napa Life has a good tip.
Oh, good. I need
You're
them.
raving about this new spot called Maison Fayard, but not for the expensive bottles.
Okay.
Apparently, the glasses of rosé and the Rhone blend are surprisingly affordable.
Oh, nice.
So you can still like get a taste of the good stuff without, breaking the bank.
Yeah, okay, good to know. Now, let's shift gears a bit from all the indulging to something a little more heartwarming, because Napa Life is highlighting a ton of community initiatives right now.
Yeah, I love that they do that because it really shows a different side to Napa, beyond the glitz and glamour.
Exactly. So the Cando Napa Valley Give Guide that launches on November 15th.
Oh, right. That's a big deal.
And they've raised like over $6 million for local nonprofits.
Since 2013. That's amazing.
Yeah. And there's also the St. Helena Hospital holiday toy drive. And
Oh, right. The holidays are coming up.
yeah. And there's like an America Recycles Day drive, even a call for wine book donations.
Wine book donations. That's cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's great to see the community coming together like this. It makes you think, what can I give back?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, of course, we got to talk about festivals. It wouldn't be a Napa deep dive without them.
Right. What do we got going on?
The Calistoga Food and Wine Festival, that's happening November 15th to 17th. And there are like the usual big wineries, but some names really stood out to me.
Like what?
Storybook Mountain Vineyards.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Right. And Kennard Vineyard.
I'm intrigued.
And it's not just Calistoga, they've got restaurants from all over Napa involved.
Oh, cool. So it's
Yeah.
more of a regional thing now.
Exactly. And then speaking of like, regional stuff, the Auberge du Soleil is having an olive celebration.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Very Mediterranean vibes.
Yes.
That's a cool trend.
Exactly. And then of course there's the Wine Girl Wonderland getting all festive.
Yeah, that one's always fun.
So many options. And speaking of doing things differently, did you see the Wine Train news?
Oh, yeah, with the grant.
Yeah. They got like $6.4 million to invest in eco-friendly locomotives.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Napa's definitely getting greener. And with Veterans Day coming up, it made me think of that song. And the band played Waltzing Matilda.
Oh, yeah.
There's that line about like, The old men still answer to the call, you know?
Very poignant.
Yeah. But on a brighter note, it's cool to see how Napa's not just like wine and fancy dinners anymore, right? There's so much else going on.
It's true. It's like a whole different side to Napa that we're seeing.
Yeah. Like Seussical, the musical, the festival, Napa Valley Community Drumline, even movie listings, live music at jam
Don't
cellars.
forget the farmers markets.
Yes. The farmers markets. It's like a little overwhelming.
And what I find really interesting is that a lot of places are having these locals nights now.
Oh,
Like they're
yeah.
really emphasizing that insider experience, you know?
It's like a secret handshake for those in the know.
Exactly.
So, are you ready to like dig a little deeper into these locals' nights and see what secrets we can uncover?
Absolutely. I'm all about those hidden gems.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, so we're back and ready to like unlock those locals' nights you
All right,
mentioned.
let's do it. So Napa Life has all the details on where to go.
Perfect.
For starters, there's the Calistoga Depot. They have a locals' night every Monday
Ooh,
with
nice.
a live DJ.
I do love a good Monday night dance party.
Yeah. And then Fleetwood, also in Calistoga, they have one too.
Oh, right. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. So Calistoga is really stepping up for their locals. It's great.
It's like they're creating this whole like community vibe, you know? Not just catering to the tourists.
Exactly. It's about like fostering that sense of belonging.
I wonder if there are any like special deals or anything that come with these locals' nights.
Good question. Napa Life doesn't specifically say,
Right.
but it wouldn't be surprising, you know. Maybe some discounts or special menu items.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to investigate that further.
Definitely worth checking with the venues directly.
Okay, good tip. So, what else caught your eye in the magazine?
Well, beyond the locals' nights, the Tuesday Farmers Market looks great.
Oh, yeah. That one's been running since April, right?
Yep, all the way through December 17th.
So, like peak produce season right now.
Exactly. Fresh from the farm, you know, prepared food and drinks, artisan goods, it's all there.
It's like a mini festival, basically.
Yeah, and if you can't make it on Tuesdays,
Right.
the Saturday farmers market is year round.
Yeah, but I do remember Napa Life had a tip about that one.
Oh, yes. Parking can be a nightmare later in the morning on Saturdays.
Oh, good to know.
So get there early if you want a good spot.
Noted. Early bird gets the freshest tomatoes.
Exactly. Now, I know you're a big music fan, so I'm
Heck, you
curious.
know me too well.
Did any of the live music listings grab your attention?
Well, Sean Patrick Garvey's Obsidian Sunband is playing at the Blue Note for Locals Night on Wednesday. And
Okay, cool.
it's like soul, country, Americana, that kind of vibe.
Oh, nice. I love that they're mixing genres like that.
And then, of course, there's Ray Bonneville at the Blue Note on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. He's a legend.
Bluesy, soulful, the real deal.
If you want something a little more upbeat, the self-proclaimed heroes are at the Fink on Thursday, too.
Ooh, right, they're fun.
Yeah, pop and rock, good energy.
So many choices. And then for the brave souls, there's always karaoke.
Oh, yes. Napa loves its
I
karaoke.
wonder if they have any like Napa-themed karaoke songs. That would be amazing.
I need to find out. But it's not just about music and food.
Yeah.
You know, Napa has a pretty cool literary scene, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Napa Book Mine has a ton of events this week. Author readings, book signings, even a fundraiser for Connolly Ranch.
It's awesome to see a local bookstore doing so well.
Yeah, and that fundraiser, it just shows how much they care about the community, you know?
Totally. Okay, before we move on, there was one last thing in the news for the wine community section.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
The sale of the Benicier Vineyards estate for like $35 million.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, 36 acres, winery, tasting rooms, even
It's
houses.
like the ultimate Napa dream, right?
Right. And then Suzanne Deal Booth, she owns Bella
Yeah.
Oaks. She just bought the Wheeler Farms Winery in St. Helena.
Oh, wow. She's building quite the empire.
She is. Another 11 acres, winery, vineyards. It's a big deal.
It definitely shows that people are like really investing in Napa's future, you know?
Totally. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Locals' nights, farmers markets, music, real estate.
I know, I'm feeling pretty in the know.
Me too. But we're not done yet. Napa Life has a whole section on upcoming events.
Ooh, yes. The future of Napa.
Are you ready to see what's on the horizon?
Let's do it.
All right, let's take a peek into the future, Napa Life's upcoming events section.
Yeah. Always fun to see what's on the horizon.
I'm already marking my calendar for some of
Oh, yeah.
these.
Which one's caught your eye?
Okay, Festival Napa Valley, they have this Taste of Napa event in July.
Oh, yeah. At the Meritage Resort, right?
Yeah. It's like the ultimate food and wine
That's
experience.
amazing. And for music lovers, there's La Onda.
Oh, right, at the Napa
Oh,
Expo.
May, early June. It's going to be a party.
I love the name Londa. It's like you can already feel the vibe.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we can't forget the Napa Truffle Festival in January.
Oh, yes, the ultimate indulgence.
Truffle hunting, truffle tasting, it's a whole world.
And speaking of indulgence, there's the Napa Valley Vintners Auction Weekend in June.
Oh, yeah, that one's a big one.
All the big names, amazing wines, high rollers everywhere.
But Napa is not all about exclusivity.
Right.
There are some really cool community events too.
Like what?
Porch Fest Napa in July. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Live music on porches, strolling through neighborhoods.
It sounds so charming.
And the Napa Valley Wine Library Grand Tasting in May. That's a good one, too.
Oh, yeah. Wine tasting for a good cause.
Always a good combo. It's impressive how Napa life captures like all the different sides of Napa.
Totally. From high end to down to earth, they've got it all.
It's like they have their finger on the pulse, you know?
Exactly. And speaking of supporting Napa Life, did you see that little note they have?
Oh, yeah, about letting businesses know when you heard about them in the magazine.
Yeah. It's a nice way to show your appreciation for both Napa Life and the businesses themselves.
Totally. So next time you're in Napa and you're like at a cool event or whatever, mention Napa Life.
Spread the love.
Well, I think we've pretty much covered it all. Art, food, festivals, community stuff, even the future of Napa.
It's been quite a journey.
I feel like we really went beyond the vineyards this time.
We did. We got a glimpse of like the real heart of Napa Valley.
So whether you're planning a trip or just dreaming of Napa, remember, there's always something new to discover.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe we'll see you at a locals' night sometime.
Until then, keep exploring and savoring all that Napa has to offer.
Cheers to that.
Cheers!